Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. Let's get the show started. Today, we're going to do part two of our top 25 real estate mistakes, which I'm sure neither one of you have ever made, right?
Never.
Oh, no, never.
Me make a mistake? What are we talking about?
Yes.
I was confident. I'm on your side.
No, but what's really good is talking over these. Like you just said, though, have we made mistakes? Yes. And we always get to create these to be learning moments and to better our clients in the future. Mm-hmm. There's been so many nights, if you're another local realtor, listen to this, where Mariah or I come home and we just kind of vent to each other about our days, and things do happen. And a lot of times, though, they are out of our control. We can only handle so much within a transaction. That's why we have one of the best teams, I think, around that, that we've really searched and put people in place to get the job done for our clients. But there are some times where we just got to vent about it and talk about it and learn from these mistakes and not let it happen again. And that's the beauty about having experience in this business. And the more agents we're around, the more opportunities we have to hear about real estate mistakes. Mm. And that's what I love about this business too, is you can always learn too.
That's good. Yeah. What we're going to be talking about today is pretty much like usual, like what we usually talk about, are all things that I really believe is in your best interest to know, whether you are somebody who is buying real estate, selling real estate, as you know, as an investor, or as your primary residence, or for whatever reason, or if you're even, you know, in or wanting to be in the real estate industry as an agent or in any other way. These are all things for you to know that I believe will only benefit you. And if you haven't already, go back and listen to last week's show after you listen to this one, because we did do the part one last week. You can find us on YouTube, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, or wherever you listen to podcasts at, and go back and listen to previous episodes, and you can hear the part one of the mistakes.
I think so. Even at KYKN, if you go to our website, it's there as a podcast too.
There you go. Yeah. All right, perfect.
Yeah, it's there for you. Now, yes. I got to ask you, because you mentioned it last time, I just want to refresh everybody. These mistakes that you have, this list comes from where?
So this list comes from, it's actually a list that we found on HGTV.com. So that's what we're doing today. Basically, these are all according to HGTV.com in their article. These are what they consider the top 25. This is the part two of the top 25 biggest real estate mistakes you could possibly make. So what we're going to do, in case you missed last week, is we're just going to go down the list and share if we agree with them or not. If we think that HGTV.com had it right, some of them we'll agree with, some of them we won't, and share our tips and lessons and stories to go along with each one. Mm-hmm. So, all right, without further ado, our next one, picking up where we left off at last week, is picking the wrong agent. They thought that was a big real estate mistake that you could make.
We've talked about this a couple times on our show, and I bring this up. We have a sign in our office. Mariah is usually the one that remembers the quote, but
I don't remember. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember. Don't ask me right now.
Think wisely about the agent you select, because it could cost you money in the end, is the basis.
No,
of it
says something about, like, if you think it costs money to hire a professional, wait until you hire an amateur.
There it
is.
Is
that it?
That
something
is
like that.
That
okay,
is
something
the
along
quote.
The lines of that. Yeah.
And seriously, since day one in our office, I have never wanted to be that amateur agent that's going to cost you more money. And right now, especially, we're an all-time high in Oregon when it comes to licensed realtor, real estate professionals. And it's hard to select an agent, seriously. When there's so many agents you're out there, you can Google, you can YouTube, you can go on Facebook. There's something going on advertisement purposes, and guess what? That all costs money. These are all marketing fees us brokers are using and doing for ourselves to promote ourselves. But in the end, when I walk away from basically every real estate listing appointment, is, Did we vibe? Were we gonna be able to work well together? And if the question and if the answer was no, I'm probably not the right guy for you. I'm pretty straight up when it comes to my responses and answers, especially with CMAs right now. I'm having to re-educate my audience because we're so used to a go market. And right now, homes are sitting a little bit longer than they were. You
define
know?
A CMA.
A CMA, it's a comparative market analysis. What does your home compare to maybe the one around the corner? And I usually do a half a mile radius or a quarter of a mile radius around your home. What homes have sold previously? Keyword, sold. Not active or under contract, but sold. Because that's going to give us the best appraisal value and a realistic expectation for you as a seller. And that's really important right now, not to overvalue your home. But choosing a real estate professional is super important. Not one that's going to lie to you, not one that's right. going to puff and just tell you what you want to hear. Because, I could be a slick guy. I could slick my hair back, wear the best suit in town, roll up in my Escalade, and just do whatever. But the reality is it doesn't get you anywhere. In the long run, if you're in it for, a year or 2 years, when it's good, it's good. But our goal is to be long-term agents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really valuable.
Can you share real quick what happened? Because I think that this has to do with, you had something happen to you, was it last week or a few days ago? I don't remember. But I think it has to do with choosing the wrong agent because someone chose, they thought you were the best agent, they said, but they chose someone else because they gave them a higher
comp
for their home.
Yeah, and so like I said, we do listing appointments, and that's usually how I get to know my clients. And I get an email back after this particular listing appointment at the end of last week, and we really, really got along together. We were together for like an hour and a half and just talked through the home, what she's done since living in it since 2014, and there was really no reason not to go with us. We had the best commission rate. We had the best evaluation. We had the best presentation, she said. But ultimately, it just came down to the confidence another broker gave her that was like $30,000, $40,000 over my CMA. It is what it is. And in the end, I got to just stay firm and walk because I want to be confident in my sales price. And if someone else is confident and not actually puffing, then go get it. It's all about the money right now is what I tell a lot of my sellers. Go get your money. But the way I ended it and the way she ended it is, if this doesn't sell, I'm coming right to you. Because
it happens a lot.
It happens a lot. It does.
But
the challenge is it's already been on the market once, so now it's a little harder to get out, right?
Right, and then it comes down to our marketing tools, the way we promote and the way we do our business and how that creates the best results for our client. And that's what's super exciting to me as a listing specialist and an agent, and that's what gets me fired up. And when we were in a market with all these expired listings, I get to come out at the end of the day to be a hero. It's because they've already been on market. This isn't their first rodeo. They get to say, Spence, help me.
Right.
And I get to help them and I get to get the job done.
But the moral of the story being that the lady didn't choose you because someone else gave her a higher price. But at the end of the day, any agent can list it at any price because it is your job as the seller. No one can tell you what to price it at,
Yes.
Like we give you our best opinion, but that shouldn't be what determines who you choose and who will do the best job for you.
Yeah, and we can always go in with a pricing strategy. Set it at a price because we're seeing so many price reductions right now. It's not out of the normal to do a price reduction within the first week of a listing.
What? Really? That's going on right now because it was opposite, right?
Yeah.
It was
the opposite. And that's why I'm saying we really need to re-educate a lot of our sellers. And I am taking a lot of time on this one question of why it's important to select a good agent rather than just that mediocre agent because it does cost you money in the end. It does. And it could be the difference in tens of thousands of dollars you're losing.
Yeah.
And that's super important for you guys as my sellers.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Ventress Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Ventress Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about the top 25 real estate mistakes people make, and we move on.
Our next top 25 biggest real estate mistake you could make, according to HGTV.com, is not hiring an agent. And I'm going to say I mean, I agree with this one. I think this is definitely one of the biggest real estate mistakes that you could make. Usually people don't hire an agent when they're selling their home because they're trying to save money. But statistically, we know that they are actually losing money. So not going to go too into that because we did a whole episode a while back talking all about for sale by owners and the truth about that. So feel free to go back and find that if you want more information on this. But something that isn't talked about as much, though, is choosing to not use an agent when you're purchasing a home, which not sure why people do that because it's free to you. I don't know if they're just confused or if they think they need to just call the agent on the for sale sign, but that is hurting you. And it is in your best interest as a home buyer to have one agent that you trust and be loyal to them, and they'll be loyal to you and stick with them and use them for your transaction. They're there to work for you and help fight for you and negotiate on your behalf.
Yeah. No, it gets confusing though. If you're a buyer and you're just using every agent you see online that's advertised, maybe on Zillow, Redfin, Realtor.com, those
it's
type
a big
of
mistake.
Yeah, and you're just clicking, hey, contact agent. Well, every time you're doing that, you're promoting your email address, your phone number, whatever information that you have put in.
So you're setting yourself up for a lot of spam.
Spam, yes.
In that case.
And then it's just multiple agents calling you, whether they are local or not. And it gets confusing, though, to keep track of the homes even that you're wanting to go look at. Because you're like, what address were are you talking about? Or, you know, and those type of things happen often. And ultimately, we're in a market to where time is sadly not on your side if you're a buyer. I know I said we're seeing more price reductions and stuff, but that doesn't mean homes aren't selling in a timely manner. Remember when this was like 2018, 2017, even 2016, when you first jumped in, I mean, the average home sale was like 90 to 120 days.
Definitely 2018 and or so was days on market were way higher than now, and it was still a seller's market.
Yeah. And so when I say that things are changing, that doesn't mean that you can take your time and kind of relax as a buyer if you've been on the hunt for months, especially in these lower price ranges like 250 to even 375. Those are very, very competitive price ranges. And ultimately, that's a first-time home buyer. So that's why generally we're speaking to these first-time home buyers is don't set yourself up for failure talking to multiple buyers' agents showing you these homes. Pick one that you like, you vibe with, that is on the phone, will answer the call, answer the text, get you that showing that you're wanting, and get you that offer accepted. That's the most important. We need to get that offer accepted ASAP when you do find the home, because if you're just sitting around, it's just not going to happen for you right now. There's too many other buyers out there that's more competitive than yours.
Yep. A lot more buyers than there are homes still. Yep. All right. So the next mistake is buying the most expensive home on the block. And I'm going to say, okay, I don't think this is one of the biggest real estate mistakes, and I'll explain why. I think it is a mistake if you are flipping a house. I do think it's a huge mistake. If you're buying a house, you're going to fix it up and then resell it immediately. I definitely think it's a big mistake. But if you are like many home buyers, and we touched on this a little bit last week, but if you're like so many home buyers and you're just planning on buying this house and living in it for the next 20 years or so, like if you're buying it and you're holding it that long, you're going to win regardless of if it's, you know, obviously, if you're here to sell it right away and make money, then yes, you don't want to buy the most expensive home on the block. But otherwise, I don't think it's that huge of a mistake.
Right. And
personally,
and the common house buyer, that's who we're talking to, is the people you're gonna sit in this home for at least 7 to 10 years on average. Okay. And so we're not looking at those investors saying, hey, let's buy, flip the nicest home in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's just not wise. And we touched on it last week, about budgeting and stuff like that. You just gotta be wise with your numbers and what makes sense for you guys. Don't buy a home that's the nicest home in the neighborhood and jeopardize your financial situation. Because markets do change, and make sure your job is secure. Make sure you're economically set, to put yourself in that position.
Yeah. Okay. Next we have, kind of to go along with what you were saying, the next mistake is not setting a realistic budget. So that's something that's, I think, a lot more personal for a buyer, because as a real estate agent, as your agent, we don't know, you know, what your realistic budget should be. All we know is that your lender told us you're pre-qualified for, you know, say $700,000. So that's what you can spend. That's all we know. We don't know that maybe realistically, if you bought a house at $700,000, even though your pre-qualification letter says you can, the monthly payment's going to be too high for you. And it's just going to be cutting it a little too close and you'll be house poor. So you maybe should be looking at things a little bit lower than that. So that's something that you're going to have to decide for yourself. I think it could definitely be a mistake, but that's personal thing you need to know and deal with yourself, not something we can really do much
keep
with.
This in mind though, during every home purchase you have the opportunity with your inspection period, maybe final walkthrough, to bring a contractor in, do the walk around, make those estimates while you're in that escrow period, not when you're out of escrow, because that's going to give you a realistic expectation once the home closes what your budget may actually be. There's a lot of people out there right now, myself included, that plan to do some type of remodel, some type of work to the home they purchase, maybe as a fun project. It's always nice to know how much these projects are going to cost beforehand rather than after you close and you're like, well, shoot, I got to wait X amount of months and then live in this and then move all my stuff out and then redo it, you know. And that's a downer for some people. It would be for me at least. So that's smart and wise to budget as you're in your escrow period.
Yes, I agree. The next mistake is visiting the house only once. And I disagree with HGTV.com on this one. I don't think that is the one of the biggest real estate mistakes you can make. We've done it. I've helped so many buyers do this and it's gone successfully. Where I think it could go wrong is if a buyer, you know, only visited the home once and then didn't do a final walkthrough before closing. And then things were not fixed that were supposed to be fixed. And then we closed and then there's nothing you can do about it. But I've done this many times where the buyers purchase the home without seeing it at all sometimes until closing. But what I will do as their agent is I will walk through the home myself and be their eyes kind of and do the final walkthrough. I'll even video it for them again and make sure that what's supposed to be fixed is fixed and there's no surprises. So,
And also if you look at this question on a different spectrum is maybe this is a for sale by owner purchase. There's no real estate agent involved. You go out, you look at them, and then you give them, you know, $200,000 cash. The week later it closes, you had no inspections done, nothing. And then you walk in with buyer's remorse because you rushed into something with no representation and you just have your hands up in the air. You find out that, man, this thing needs replumbed. It needs all new wiring. I'm in a pickle. What do I do? And that could be what that question was about too. By that just first look, you didn't really do much due diligence and now your hands are tied.
Definitely. So.
All right. Well, I was just going to mention the best thing to do is have some expert that's a remodeling expert or somebody go through and look for all the traps that are there before you make the final offer, get it all taken care of. Yes. So let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. When you come back, we've got more answers for you.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And let's talk again a little bit more on the top 25 real estate mistakes.
All right, moving on with more mistakes. So this next mistake is not being proactive at closing. I think what this means is basically just if your lender sends you over any documents that need signatures, sign them, you know, do things in a proactive manner. Thankfully, we, like Spencer mentioned earlier in the show, we have a great team that we work with on all ends of the transaction. We really have great people that we work with, and so things tend to go smoothly. So we don't really have issues with this, but
I've never actually had issues.
Me neither. But
with escrow stuff and things not closing because of foul paperwork and stuff like that. And if it did, obviously I'm making changes to my team. So can't have that going on in my transactions.
All right. This next mistake is doing major renovations right before selling. So I think I agree. I think it's a mistake to do huge, major, costly mistakes because usually you're not going to get your money back. I think it's important to do some small, minor cosmetic things to help spruce up your home and present it in the best light possible. But usually that doesn't require doing huge, major things. And if you do, you're not going to get your money back. For example, something that's you could do is instead of, say, your kitchen, you know, is outdated, if you go ahead and replace all of the kitchen cabinets, you're not going to likely get your money back for a project like that right before selling. But you could do something way less expensive and paint them, and it'll spruce it up, make them look a lot nicer, and that'll probably raise the value for the be like a lot better, like price per whatever. You'll get more money back from that. But
yeah, I'm really big on doing the things as they come, okay? Because if you're looking to sell a home and your house is just completely outdated, still all 80s, 70s, and you're expecting to get top dollar out of it, of course, you're going to have to do a cosmetic flip to it in a sense. But if you're doing these things as you're living in it continuously, maybe you get a month and a month paycheck doing things yearly, by the end it's not just one big lump sum cost that you're gonna have to do right before you sell it, because that is where the more money coming out of pocket is gonna be. And right now we all know with lumber prices, cost of materials, those type of things, the inflation has kicked in, guys. And so if that's you as a seller, that's why we're telling a lot of people, be eerie, be a little cost efficient when you're thinking about redoing some things, flooring costs, paint even. I mean, these things are getting more and more expensive. And right now we're in historical times. If you are a seller, please don't hesitate. If you want to know an estimated cost sheet, that's a free service that I do with my CMA, because I come in with the sales price, and then I actually bring my escrow agent that it's part of my team with a cost sheet, letting you know exactly what you're going to walk away with. So there's no unrealistic expectations, because that is what kills the mind of doubt, is when you come in, you're promised these things, and then you're unhappy because they weren't ever fulfilled by another agent. And that's what I mean, being a good agent, knowing what you're going to walk away with. It's super important, and be mindful of the materials you put into your home right before you sell.
That's good advice. All right, so it looks like we are running out of time here. So we have just a small handful of mistakes left that we're going to carry into next week, and we will add on to whatever else we talk about, whatever other real estate tips we give on next week's show. We will also add these mistakes. So tune in next week to catch the rest of this. And again, viewers can find us online. Search Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts at, or on the KYCAN website as well.
Yeah, KYCAN.com. Pretty easy to find.
Yes.
And as always, as an Oregonian, it's really good to see the rain and feel the rain.
Yeah, it was.
I actually went out and I let the rain hit my skin for the first time in months, and it felt terrific. And the air was so fresh. Thank you, and we love you, Oregon. Yes.
All right, wonderful. All right, thank you very much. That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYCAN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for next weekend's Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.